Log Talk Radio.
Garbage truck. happy Thursday, people.
Oh, it's not Thursday.
Oh. I'm glad somebody was paying attention because I wasn't even when I said it. Happy Tuesday, people.
I was like, wait a minute, what?
No, it's not Thursday. I'll be your garbage man. I love this song. How you doing this morning, Ginger?
I'm doing good. It is Tuesday.
Thursday.
Is it Friday yet?
It's Thursday. I just skipped Tuesday and Wednesday all together.
Girl, my morning started way, way too early this morning. I went to bed way too early yesterday. Got up way flipping too early this morning. So, yeah, I already feel like this is like my evening or something. It's not good. Not good.
Right?
Oh. Waking up 2:30 a.m.? Way too early.
I was going to sleep then.
Mm. Yeah, I know. I saw you sign off.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Lovely. Okay. I forgot what I was going to say. Don't you hate when you do that? You forget what you're going to say?
Yes. Well, you know what? I've got things to say if you've forgotten what you're going to say. Oh, hey, you know what we ought to tell them? We're going to tell them it's lunch with Ginger and Corey.
Oh, yes!
I'm Corey.
Welcome to lunch with Ginger and Corey. And I am a very confused Corey.
And I am very sleepy Ginger.
Oh, and happy solstice to my fellow pagan peeps out there. And if you aren't pagan, don't worry about it. Just eat some cake or something. You'll be fine. Okay.
Cake! Somebody bring me cake.
Cake, huh?
Dude. Somebody listening who knows me, bring me cake.
Let me just say, brownies do not last in my house. I hid them.
God, girl, why? Why are you talking about all these sweets?
Because I'm angry.
In my house.
I don't have them either because somebody ate them. I had a whole bucket full of brownies. I made them Friday. I was very excited. These were going to last me an entire month, and they are gone. I don't know who ate them. I may have had one or two, but I did not eat a whole tub of brownies. I just want to say that. You know who you are who ate my brownies, and I'm going to cut you. How about that?
Uh-huh. I'm going to have to go help Corey bury a body later. So,
yes, that's the only chocolate I actually like is brownies. Really? And somebody ate my brownies. There's no brownies. Oh, I slaved over a hot stove. I mixed it. I put the egg in and everything. That was hard work, right?
That sounds like such horrible hard work.
I know, poor me. Well, we do have a special guest that's going to join us in just a second.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. You hear us talk about our guests all the time. And we normally don't take calls, but she has a rant, and we always love a good rant.
Mm-hmm.
Should we go ahead and let her on? Let her get
We should
her,
let her on, yeah.
We should get it out of the way.
Yeah, let's get that out of the way. Because, you know, if we get going, we're liable to forget, and then, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the one, the only, Molly Pop from Twitter. Hello.
Hello, girls. How are you?
Molly Pop!
Oh, wow. I get
How
applause
are
and
you, woman?
I'm doing all right.
She's trying to sound all calm. We don't want you calm. So you said you had to rant about the hackers.
Yes. My site just published an article because we saw in the news that that one of the suspected LULZSEC hackers was arrested in London today. And just, you know, along with the article, we talked about some of the statements that they gave. And, you know, they just sound so snarky and just jerky. And I'll watch my language, you know, but you get the idea.
Yeah. They are flippin' jerky and snarky. They're stupid, overgrown kids who need to be beat.
Exactly.
We're doing it for the lulz. Well, you know what? I'm going to do it for the lulz when I take a baseball bat to you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and so here's the thing that I can see, you know, that there can be good that can come from doing this, but they're not doing it in that sense. I mean, first of all, who hacks PBS? I mean, come on.
What?
Who does
oh,
that?
My God. We hadn't seen that one yet. Oh, my God.
No, yeah, they hacked PBS. I mean, that's where Arthur comes from. And, you know, and you don't mess with my boy Arthur. You know, he taught me a lot of lessons growing up.
Sesame Street.
Yeah, exactly.
Knee High Cow Land. Let me just name off the shows. Teletubbies. Oh.
That's the one you name, Teletubbies. You know, that, when you have a baby as a son, you know, you don't mess with that. That's a winning combination as far as I'm concerned. you know, and to hack into like this, like CIA or FBI and all that stuff to increase security, I am 1,000% for that. You know, because if our security and such an important organization with our government isn't on top notch, you know, we could get in a lot of trouble, you know, with terrorists and stuff. But the way they're doing it, they're terrorists. That's what they're doing, you know, and they're hiding yeah. behind the shield that, oh, it's to help with security. But you're, you know, the same thing with Sony, you know, you're not helping with security, you're ruining lives, and you're costing a lot of money when mm-hmm. if you could just use your intelligence and your ingenuity and, you know, all the skills that you have, you know, for companies to hire these people to hack into their systems on a neutral ground, you know, and then tell them this is how we did it, this is what you need to do, it would probably cost a lot less money, and they could be earning income for doing what they do anyway, you know. But instead, they're costing, what was it? They said like $171 million is how much money Sony is going to have to spend on all this stuff. And granted, Sony's security may should have been handled a little bit better, but, you know, still, it was pretty messed up to do that. And, you know, just, I'm getting tired of editing these articles. They're making my job so much more depressing than it needs to be.
See, it's nice to hear that somebody else is getting depressed, because it's almost like, and you have a son, so you'll relate to this perfectly, as will other parents and gamer parents. It's almost like there's a temperamental kid that the parent has not gotten control of. So I'm going to tell the parent in this case, which would be our government, please go over and spank them and put them in the corner.
Seriously. Well, just to verify, yes. I was talking about the baby son in Teletubbies. I actually don't have a child, but
gotcha.
But, I mean, in any case, absolutely, you know, I mean, I have younger cousins that, you know, I treat like they were my own anyway when I'm with them, you know, it's with any situation, you know, like, this needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be dealt with properly, because, you know, everything's getting hacked. Epic, Sony, Sega was just hacked, you know, it's ridiculous, and it's...
And it's, yeah, they're not doing just the gaming world anymore. They're, you know, they're breaking into banks and businesses, and it's just not right anymore. This is not that it was right to begin with, but this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, it's, you know, and it's just kind of, I'm getting, you know, tired of hearing about it at this point. And, you know, like I said, just going back, if the government hired these people to do this, like I said, like on a neutral, you know, plane to help with security, then that would be great, you know, then we wouldn't have to worry about real terrorists hacking our banks and all that stuff. But instead, we have to worry about terrorists within, well, maybe not within our country because this guy was from London, but you know what I mean? You know, terrorists
yeah.
that are supposed to be on our side but not, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, terrorists attacking us in our own country.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's frustrating, and it's, I think it's stupid and selfish, and they're just big mean jerks.
It is. And for them to be all like, oh, ha, 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 y'all are just butthurt, to just make it worse. making it so much worse. They're so immature and have no grasp of what they're doing. I mean, hell, you name your company LOLSEC, which is, you know, LOL, because, you know, they're stupid little teeny bopper kids who think that's cute.
I know. Doesn't that need to piss you off automatically? Like, as soon as I read it, I was like, oh.
Yes, that's just like, that's bad PR. I don't know who thought of that, but, oh.
I'm gonna tell the game companies here, what you all need to do is go ahead and let's take this to the gamer realm. Put out a bounty. Anybody who can turn these guys in, give them something big. I mean, maybe a whole set, an Xbox, a PlayStation, and a Wii U, a DS, just a big gamer pack. But you have to turn them in, and it has to lead to arrest. I guarantee you they will stop doing this. Some of them will turn each other in to get this.
Exactly. And then hopefully, you know, and then, you know, you see these younger kids who have, you know, intelligent, bright features, and they are going to start looking into this stuff, and then it's just going to be this, you know, rolling ball. And that's not really the phrase I'm looking for, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to be this continuing effect of people trying to mimic that, and, you know, it's not a good example to set.
Well, they think they're doing great things. You're not, people. You're not.
Yeah. You're not freedom fighters. You're
you're trolls.
You're jerks. You're jerk fighters, really. But you're a troll. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, Molly, thank you for calling in. You're always welcome to call. You're always welcome to call in and pop by on the nighttime show. We actually generally take a lot more calls on the nighttime show, but you always listen to us and make us laugh in the morning, so we decided we'd let you come on.
Well, I appreciate it.
Now, you can go ahead and plug your site, but you guys, you go over for her, because you know we're all about the girls. Go over for her. Go over and read her stuff.
Yeah, just me, nobody else.
Yeah, nobody else, just Molly. Just go over and check her out. What's your site?
It is bethegamers.com, and it is gamers with a Z, because we're edgy, you know.
Yeah, you know.
And you can look for my articles. Molly Pop Girl is my name on the site, so you can check out.
And yes, she is cute. Please do not stalk her, guys, please.
I'm already stalking.
I would appreciate it.
Doesn't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah, please don't stalk.
I'm gonna need a toothbrush and, you know.
Yeah, stalk ginger. Ginger likes being stalked.
Oh yeah, stalk me. Stalk me. I love it when I'm stalked. Bring me pizza. That's all I care. Stalk me all you want. You can hang out right outside that window right there.
All right. Good day. Good day to you, madam. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good day, girls.
You too. Bye. See, now that was a breaking news story. PBS.
No, that happened a couple of days ago.
For some reason, I missed it. I am busy. I think I'm upset now. Okay, y'all should know I have varying degrees of being upset. Okay, there is I'm a little bit irritated, and then there's when I am pissed off. I think I just crossed over into the pissed off land.
Yes, I agree. Very, very pissed off, annoyed land.
I'm not saying anybody that's been hacked deserves it, but PBS is public service television, public broadcast television. They get donations to keep their service up and running. They do kids programming. What on earth could they have done that they deserved to be hacked by you? You come up with
don't you know they're doing it for the lulz. They're doing it for the lulz.
Come up with a stupid reason. Well, these corporate people, they're keeping us some information. This is PBS. What did they do to you other than teach you how to read ABC so that you could grow up and hack them? Oh, God. It's hot. Okay, I'm going to move along.
Some good news, though? That's good news.
Well, this is not necessarily good news. Well, I'm going to start with good news, because let me get off of that angry thing. I would like to say a hearty and wonderful, big, huge, ginormous congratulations to Miss Alice Crawford out in La Quinta, California. Why, you may ask? She won a scholarship from Sony.
That is awesome. Way to go.
She won the Gamers in Real Life, the acronym spells out GIRL scholarship, which is now in its fourth year. And it enables women to get involved in the video game industry and encourages them to pursue careers in the creative and applied arts. She's a game art and design student over at Inland Empire's Art Institute of California. So, yes, the Art Institute does turn out some good things. Just don't go for some other things they have. Like, you don't need to go for interior design, really, people. But she was awarded a $10,000 scholarship to use towards her tuition and other educational expenses, you know, like car, makeup, iPad, stuff like that. She also accepted a 10-week paid internship. Let me back it up and say that again. A 10-week paid internship at SOE in San Diego. Well, she'll work on one of the company's titles.
Yay! That is awesome. That is. I'm so jealous.
Paid
internship. That's awesome.
You can check out this story. And her at girl.soe.com. If you're not familiar with this particular competition and you are wanting to get in development, they do it every year. But this year they were asked to submit two pieces of original concept art inspired by either Free Realms or EverQuest, and also an essay discussing their views on women in the gaming industry to a panel of judges. So I want to see this essay. I have not read it. I want to read it, see if it inspires me. Maybe I'll get angry and start yelling at people. If y'all hear me yelling tomorrow, then that's what happened.
Yeah.
But you can go check out the competition and, you know, bookmark the page. Maybe you want to enter next year. Because next year, I think, same time, same bat channel, it's you start submitting.
You just totally say that.
I sure did. I love me some Batman. Batman is hot.
Yes, yes, yes. I do have to agree. Batman is hot.
All right. That's some good news.
All right. I've got some other good news. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. And, Corey, I'm so sorry. You're going to lose me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, like I have already, Nicholas, too tight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so the LEGO Group launching free-to-play version of LEGO Universe.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, yes.
She's going to die of dehydration or no food or something.
A LEGO MMOG continues expanding with fresh content, new players, gains unlimited access to free-to-play zones this August. Oh, yes. All right, so the LEGO Group today announced plans for an upcoming free-to-play offering in LEGO Universe, the MMOG, based on the iconic brick-building play experience. Beginning this August, the free-to-play option will begin players to try LEGO Universe for free as long as they like before deciding whether or not to become paid members. All right, so I'm not too keen on this idea, but, you know, I'll go check it out.
Wait, they can play as long as they like before they decide to become paying members?
Mm-hmm. But only in certain areas. Players will no longer need to invest in the game DVD to play LEGO Universe. The game will be available via free digital download only. Yes, Jesper, I'm going to kill your name, dude. I'm sorry. Jesper Vilstrup, vice president of the LEGO Group, says the LEGO Group remained committed to success in the digital space and to LEGO Universe. We see LEGO Universe as a key element for our digital play division, and are adjusting the business model to make the game more accessible to players without the immediate obligation to purchase or subscribe. LEGO Universe will continue to generate revenue through paid memberships, and there are no plans for microtransactions at this time. Players can try out the free-to-play zone for an unlimited period of time and can pay $10 USD per month to become a LEGO Universe member and receive full game access. Those who sign up for extended memberships will continue to receive a discount pricing. The LEGO Universe free-to-play experience will offer a limited selection of game content, including two adventure zones and one player property area for building their own virtual LEGO models. Paying members will also will have access to all areas in the full game, along with membership benefits such as competitions and community events. In addition to the 15-plus robust adventure zones and instances, as well as 5-plus property worlds, currently in-game, access to new expansions like the major Ninjago content coming later this year will require players to register for full membership. Aside from simplified registration and game access for consumers, digital distribution will also enable LEGO Universe to expand more efficiently. The MMOG has new updates, features, challenges, and rewards more than any box could handle planned for the fourth quarter of 2011 and beyond. Following official launch in October 2010, thousands of players have entered the vibrant virtual world of LEGO Universe. The development team has released numerous content updates, new gameplay features, and enhancements, and the community has been bustling with events, contests, and incredible user-generated content from creative players across the globe. Now is the time for players to gear up for the free-to-play launch coming in August and see just how far they can stretch their imaginations in LEGO Universe. All right, so you want to check that out? You can head over to legouniverse.com. Yeah, I'm opening that right now, making myself an account.
Stop it.
Oh, it's already open.
I tried. I tried, people. Say goodbye to Ginger. Well, those of you who are fans of Fear will be happy, so happy to know that it launches today. Try to control yourself. Breathe. Yes. Ah, yes. Fear is a paranormal horror first-person shooter, continuing the Fear heritage of frenetic combat, compelling narrative and tension-filled gameplay, while evolving the franchise with unique divergent co-op. The chill-inducing game is now available here in North America only, I believe, for the 360 and the PlayStation 3. And, of course, you Windows gamers get to play, too. Fear provides all the hallmark thrills the series is known for delivering, along with new blood-pumping multiplayer modes. This is from Samantha Ryan, who's the Senior Vice President of Production and Development of Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment. I had to say that because it's Samantha. It's a woman. Okay, so the game is staying true to its roots while improving on the experience with divergent co-op and high-quality multiplayer created exclusively within the Fear universe. In Fear, of course, players can take on the role of Point Man, a genetically enhanced super soldier, or the undead spirit of his brother, Paxton Fettle, a paranormal entity who possesses incredible psychic powers. The two brothers have a vicious history but must work together in an uneasy alliance to pursue Alma Wade, their tortured and psychically gifted mother, who is about to give birth to something that could destroy the world.
The world.
Okay, I had to say it that way. Of course, if you are interested in picking up a copy of Fear, it is developed by Day One Studios. It is rated M. You people under 18, leave it alone. Stop it. It's available now at retail stores nationwide, and it is about $59.99, which is the cost of groceries for the week. So decide if you're going to eat or you're going to play Fear. You can also visit whatisfear.com or check out their Facebook page at whatisfear. It's not at whatisfear, you know. They also have a Twitter, at Fear3VideoGame. Check it out. I have never played any of these, and I always want to. I've watched other people play and wanted to play.
I have never, but we might have to check those out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I may be contacting Warner Brothers Entertainment, telling me. You know what? I'm not even going to say that because you're going to hate me after the show because I got lots of good stuff for you, all of y'all.
Oh, do you?
I can't wait. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Trust me.
No, I need more stuff.
Ginger, I warned you. These are not things that we want. They're not even good things that we don't want.
Oh, no.
I'm very sorry. I love y'all. I do.
Corey, why are you so mean to us, Corey?
It was not me.
It was so totally you. I know it was.
We consider this a blade-type relationship, whereas I am Whistler and you all are Blade. Now, I just make the weapons. I don't use them. I am such a good girl. And somebody out there completely got that reference going, I get it. Corey's an old, shriveled, gray-haired white guy. No, that was not the reference if you didn't get it.
All right, so I guess it's my turn for a story, right?
I love you.
What?
I really love you. I want to give you the love throughout the show, so after the show, you know.
I love you too, Corey.
Go ahead.
All right, where was I? I got distracted. All right, so research says, by the way, I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. They pulled it from WebMD. Research shows parents want a universal rating system for entertainment. Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. New research, based on three different surveys, finds that parents want a universal rating system for all media formats. The research, which gathered the responses of 2,300 adults from three different surveys, found that most parents were generally satisfied with ratings related to television, movies, video games, music, and handheld devices. Nevertheless, a majority of surveyed felt there should be some sort of universal rating system for all media, including websites, music CDs, and games played on handheld devices. Some parents also said that the difference in the rating systems for different types of media were often inconsistent and confusing, though most complained about television ratings that didn't properly convey what kinds of content a given program contained. Researchers say that opinions differed widely depending on whether participants identified themselves as frequent or infrequent churchgoers. Imagine that. Around 15% of infrequent churchgoers indicated they would always filter out sexy commercials. and 6% found these commercials inappropriate for all ages.
Oh.
Around 39% of frequent churchgoers indicated they would filter out sexy commercials, and 21% found them inappropriate for all viewers. All right, so the researchers write, our studies reveal that parents not only want changes to the ratings, but they would support the creation of a universal system. Given that we are all well on the way to digital convergence, where one can watch movies, television shows, or video games all on the same device, it seems that the time may be right to begin seriously considering taking this next step to improve media ratings. The research is published in the July issue of Pediatrics. The writer goes on to say, it should be noted that the study did not specifically address anything other than television. Parents seem to be perturbed by the way TV ratings are inconsistent. Perhaps the rating system needs to be to be more accurate. Perhaps the failing of the TV shows that use them.
Here's a standard thing, even before ratings, parents, after 8 o'clock, all the shows start showing all the stuff that you don't want your kid to see. So turn off the TV.
Or send your kid to bed.
I don't understand. Okay, there's certain ways where technology is failing us. Yesterday, I was talking with one of the PMS, the clan leaders, about people not wanting to use Facebook and Twitter. And you can go read that on Twitter. I won't share with you what we said. But I don't think that the people are wrong for not wanting to use it. However, in this instance, this is where technology should be helping a lot of you. All the PIN numbers and codes that you have to put in TVs and things that you can stop your kid from watching things, or have the internet shut off at a certain time. If you know, you can let them have the computer in their room, but hey, guess what, Billy? 9 o'clock, the internet goes off, and there's nothing you can do to get it back on. Nothing. Why are so many parents having such a hard time now? Their kids are running out of the house. They're meeting people. I didn't know she was talking to him. How do you not know unless you're just not paying attention? It's easy now. You don't even have to be in the room with them. You can sit in your other room on your whatever it is you use, your phone, your iPad, your computer, and watch what they're talking about into the person in the next room without them even knowing it. So it's easier. Whereas, you know, in our day, when we were growing up, your parents had to sit outside. They didn't want to be outside. It's hot. The mosquitoes are biting them, and they got to watch you play up and down the street so that nobody snatched you. Your kid is in the next room, and you just have to – you're already at the computer. Why don't you stop playing a game and pay attention?
Yes, thank you.
Your wild plan can wait until the kid goes to bed.
Girl, you don't know some of them in game raids. Holy cow. Though I agree, your clan should wait. Your family comes first. Real life comes first, people. Real life.
I will tell you wild people that think all the clan raids are horrible, I want you to sign up for City of Heroes this week and go on a task force. That is way more strenuous. A task force lasts all day and sometimes into the next day, and you cannot leave it. You can log off, but you can only stay gone so long before they kick you out. All day. I'm not exaggerating. So you thought your little raid was hard, Ginger. Saving the world takes all day.
No. WoW raids were nothing. WoW raids were like 15 minutes and you're done because, you know, they dumped it down for everybody. I'm not kidding. All right, in-game raids could last, you know, an hour or two, maybe tops. But for the most part, even heroic dungeons, 15 minutes, you're in, you're out, you're done, you got your purple gear, you're good to go.
Mm-mm, not City of Heroes.
That's Dark Age Camelot, we're talking 12 hours. I sat there to lead a 100-person raid.
that's different because you got to go into the other realm and it's fighting. Whole kind of...
No, this was a dungeon raid.
Oh, Jesus. I thought you were out in the open.
No. It had group steps, 10 group steps. 6 of them were broken down into 8-person groups.
That is evil.
And I had each group of 8 through each group step until we got them all done, and then we could go do the big raid group steps. And it took 12 hours for me to get 100 people through it.
No. See, that sounds like the task force. And I also used to love defusing bombs in task force. 2 of you had to be on opposite sides of the map, and you couldn't see the other person on the map, so you had to try to count. And this was, again, no voice. Okay, when I say somebody else counted off, when she hits 3, then you push the button. And if you didn't push it, you all blew up. And guess what? You started all over again. Oh, fun. I love me a good hard game. Okay, so anyway. Shut up, Ginger. You were going to say something. I heard you inhale.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that. All right. First, there was ninjas and pirates. And now, there's ninjas and pirate monkey zombies.
Pirate monkey zombies!
That's right. The fight against the pirate monkey zombies continues on your Android phones and tablets today. Game Lion, who is a global distribution digital publisher, and of course they're saying they're the award-winning game publisher of mobile, home, and portable game consoles. I don't know what award they won, but they say they did. I believe them. They announced today that Drew Slasher, Dark Ninja vs. Pirate Monkey Zombies, the highly popular game developed by Mass Creation for the iPhone, iPod, Touch devices, is now also available for your phones and tablets with an Android operating system. You can slash your way through enemies in a style known for countless Japanese movies. Drew Slasher is a survival action game in which you take control of a cute ninja fighting against pirate monkey zombies.
Yeah. Pirate monkey. You know they so totally took that from Pirates of the Caribbean, right? They had to.
Yes. These monkeys invade your peaceful island, and you are the only one who can stop them, as always. And then they start repeating themselves. This is a little graphic, parents out there. You can cut off your opponent's heads, hands, and legs, or whatever you want, slash them to pieces, and never stop the mayhem. Hack your opponent and reappear behind his back because you are a ninja, by the way. You do it over and over and make the biggest combo ever seen without being wounded once. That's not fun. I want to be wounded once so I can get angry and fight back. Duh. If you are interested in checking out this game, we do have the trailer up on our YouTube channel. And we'll be up on our site here in a moment. If Ginger has not already beat me to it, Ginger has been on point as of late.
I was a little bit slacking today.
Try and stop her. A tight necklace is all it takes for that girl. Okay. So anyway.
The necklace isn't so tight. I'll have to show it to you. It's really pretty.
Yeah, sure. Sure. That's what they all say. Okay, I'm getting emails from somebody. Can y'all wait till after the show?
Oh, hey. You know what? It's my turn to read something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I'm sitting here looking at this picture, and it's so pretty. All right, GamePolitics.com this morning, because I love them. New PS3 model confirmed for Japan, and I got to make me a friend of somebody in Japan. I want this. And confirming rumors from earlier this month, Sony has opened an official page for the new CCH-3000B model PlayStation 3.
Ooh! I'm sorry, go ahead.
Girl, I don't know if you've seen this picture yet, but oh, it's hot. All right, so the new hardware will begin shipping sometime later this month in Japan. The official page confirms details from a retail advertisement that was leaked to the public earlier this month. The new model will be available in charcoal black, which will feature lower power consumption at 200 watts, will weigh around 2.6 kilograms, and will include a 320 gigabyte hard drive. It will be priced at 34,980 yen. At least I think that's yen. The same price point for other PS3 models on the market in the region. Accessories include the usual a DualShock 3 controller, power cable, AV cable, and USB cable. The previously announced PS3 bundle featuring Namco Bandai's Tale of Exilia X will include a 160GB version of the CECH-3000 hardware. Aside from the X Edition release, Sony has not mentioned a solo 160GB package, according to Andrea Tsang. The X Edition hardware bundle releases September 8th for 37,980 yen. There was some speculation that this new model would be hack-proof. Yeah, good luck with that. But that part of the story has not been confirmed. We assume it will have firmware 3.65 on board at launch or a later version of the firmware. I'm telling you, this picture is hot.
Yeah, you might not want to say it's hack-proof because you guys remember about that little boat, the Titanic, unsinkable? Yeah, don't ever say it's hack-proof.
Exactly. Don't ever say it's hack-proof. It is not.
Yeah, nothing is hack-proof, unfortunately, for all of us. All right. I will take it. It's a little bit sad. Okay, yesterday, I actually meant to mention this yesterday, but was trying not to go into sad mode. I'm sure everybody's heard of the death of Ryan Dunn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, yes, that's not who I thought it was, by the way. Okay.
You thought it was Zach Galifianakis, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Because he looks a lot like him. That's who I thought it was when I saw the picture.
Yeah.
Zach Galifianakis is from the movie The Hangover and Hangover 2. And they look amazingly a lot alike, but it's not him. That's what I thought. I saw the picture and I went, oh, no, not Zach. But then I went, oh, no, not Ryan. So if, in case you did, you don't watch G4 TV, he was on a show called Proving Ground. And, of course, he was a co-host. And since he's passed away, they put the show on hold. They have issuing a statement offering condolences to the friends and family. And that's pretty much it. They're not sure what they're going to do. This is one of those instances where I'm not even sure if I'd want, you know, if I'm not sure I'd want to go on with the show after we lost such a big, you know, big person. I think they should just hang it up, put something else there. It's just out of respect. It's just not right.
Not right.
I'm trying to see if there's anything else in here because I'm trying not to go too sad because I'll get all sad. Oh, yeah, and I did watch his show now that I'm thinking about it. I did catch a couple of them online. Anyway, this is from GamePolitics.com, and it also came from Ace Showbiz. And our condolences to the family, friends of Mr. Dunn, and we're sorry to see you go. But we hope that wherever you are, there is unending video games and lots of beautiful women and lots of Red Bull. That's gamer heaven. Well, for guys anyway.
Yeah, for guys.
Rest in peace. Sad.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I have got an actually kind of interesting story. I'm surprised this is. Yeah. All right. So, the real crimes behind LA Noire cases, the Nicholson electroplating disaster.
I want to play that so bad.
Well, this is cool. All right, this is going to take me a couple of minutes, so everybody settle in. This is going to be awesome. The story is inspired by an incident that is quite unlike the relatively obscure crimes that inspired most of the other cases in the game and was a major national headline back in 1947 Los Angeles. And, oh, did you already? All right, never mind. At last. I wasn't thinking, cool, this story is awesome. No, it's already been done. All right, so I guess I grab another one.
I'm sorry.
Just for that, Corey. Just for that Hello Kitty wallpaper and dress-up photo is here.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's mean.
A Hello Kitty, Charming Kitty wallpaper download and picture decoration app for iPhone and iPod Touch. Oh, yeah. Namco Bandai Games Incorporated today announced that Hello Kitty wallpaper and dress-up photo for iPhone and iPod Touch is now available. This app will allow the user to download Hello Kitty and Charmy Kitty wallpapers and also decorate their own photos by placing stamps and drawings on them. So this app comes with tons of high-resolution wallpapers. We have plenty of wallpapers ready for download from popular classics to fresh new ideas. The app comes with 42 different wallpapers, and you can check out additional designs in our app, in our in-app store and then purchase them for from 115 yen per download. You notice this is yen. All right, so you people over there in the east, y'all are kind of crazy. Decorate your photos. Spice up your photos with ease by putting on Hello Kitty and Charmy Kitty stamps or framing them. The app comes with 28 stamps, icons, and messages, as well as 10 frames. All right, so you can check that on the Apple iTunes store right now. It looks like it released the 15th of June. Is that today? I don't know what today is. No, that was a while back, was it? All right, and the price is £2.39. Francs? I don't know. Little C sign, whatever that is. So, again, Apple iTunes Store. Go over there and check that out.
Little C sign. That's going to be a new denomination of money. I mean, little C sign bills.
I don't know what it is. I think it's pounds. I think it's euros. Yeah, I think it's euros. No,
I wish I could help you, and I'm not going to say anything because I've already been getting in trouble. Yeah. All right. Did we already talk about Ryan Cleary being arrested for the DDoS attacks? Did we talk about that?
I don't think so. Tell us about that.
Well, 19-year-old Ryan Cleary has been arrested under the Computer Misuse Act and Fraud Act after a joint operation by the FBI and Scotland Yard. According to an official statement, from the Metropolitan Police, and according to GamesIndustry.biz, the arrest follows an investigation into network intrusions and distributed denial of service attacks against a number of international business and intelligence agencies by what is believed to be the same hacking group. Cleary, apparently named by a local source, once news of the arrest broke, received press attention back in May for targeting the network servers of Anonymous, another hacker group he was a member of.
Imagine that! Didn't we say yesterday? Didn't we say, Anonymous? Who started this, Anonymous?
And then he came after them. Okay. See, there is no honor among you thieves, so you're not honorable. While neither of the FBI have confirmed that the teenager is one of the Lulz security hackers, the arrest follows Monday's attack on Sirius Organized Crime Agency's website, which Lulzsec publicly took responsibility for via Twitter. They've now used the same account to distance themselves from the suspect. See? And they dropped you like a bad habit.
Mm-hmm.
See, the glorious leader of Lulzsec got arrested. It's over now. Wait, we're all still here. Which poor bastard did they take down? Lulzsec has also hacked websites of the CIA, FBI, and targeted game sites, including Bethesda and MMO EVE Online. It, however, offered to help Sega when different hackers compromised its Sega Pass system. Contact us. We want to help you destroy the hackers that attacked you. We love the Dreamcast. These people are going down.
Mm-hmm.
The arrest took place during a raid on a property in Wickford, Essex, where materials were also seized for forensic examination. The teenager is currently still in custody and undergoing questioning. Who is not feeding these kids their medication?
I know, right?
You were okay with hacking Bethesda and EVE Online, but no, Sega, we want to help because we like the Dreamcast. How do you think we all felt when our PlayStations were hacked? I mean, I don't mess with mine much, but it's back there. I like to watch gameplay on it. Just what? Who is not taking the medication? Who? Oh,
ding ding ding! Beat your kids.
I don't understand. And I know this is kids because the logic here is kid logic. I'm gonna hack these people, but not these people because I like what they do. This would be the equivalent of a five-year-old saying, I'm going to burn down the grocery store because I don't like that they sell marshmallow pops, but next door sells the kind of pops I like, so I'm going to make sure I warn them and tell them to get out, and I'm going to make sure they don't get hurt. But what? That's kid logic. Why hack anybody and do this? I don't understand your logic.
Mm-mm. I don't think they have logic.
It requires some measure of logic to be able to do this, ironically enough. But they don't have – well, you know what? I'm not going to say logic. What I'm looking for here is common sense. Common sense is not common. They don't have any.
I was going to say that line. That's my favorite line right there. Common sense is not common.
I don't get it, people. Oh, and it's time to take a break. I'm disgusted with you.
It is time. Okay, so what cool song you got for us today? I know you got some awesome songs. I know you do.
I do not.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
No. I don't believe you.
I just have a song to dedicate to the hackers.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Sucker tried to play me, but you never paid me. Never. Oh, no, you didn't. Payback is a-coming, you will be running forever.
Of course, as always, you can find us at GameNHX.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, or here on Blog Talk, anytime.
You ain't got a prayer, you owe me.
I'm seriously disgusted with the hackers. Now remember, if you're listening to us live, we're going into our anonymous portion, so you will have to download to hear the rest. Or download us and take us with you. Or iTunes. Put us in your pocket. You know, I do that on occasion. I download us and take us while I go out to walk. And it's very weird hearing your own voice in your ears while you're walking.
Yes, it is. I've listened to it when I was running on the treadmill. It's kind of like, wow. I don't know.
Especially when I start commenting back to stuff we're saying. I'm like, that's not right. I shouldn't listen.
It will be delicious when I get vicious tomorrow.
Hackers.
There's no second chances. You will do the dance of sorrow.
Stupid hackers. I swear to God, I find you. You know, we should offer up our own reward. Oh, this is goodies. You know what? I got a 8-bit Super Mario star somewhere, wall art. Offer that up. Wait a minute.
All right. I have, let me see, I got a Star Wars Episode 1 toy. I got the Incredible Hulk, which is not mine, by the way. An Iron Man and a Planet Terra Cherry, whatever her name is. She can have it. Bring it up to her head. Yes. Okay. Let me not say that, because somebody will actually bring the head. I don't want them dead.
We don't actually want their heads. Oh, but I think we're on the other side now, so they can't even hear us.
Yes, we are.
That's always fun.
You know, I do need to stress this, because this is the way, I'm pretty sure Ginger will have the same thought processes. It's a Southern thing for the most part. It's not all Southern women, but we don't believe in killing people, our men. Not, and forget the death penalty, but we don't believe, you know, how the woman ran over her husband. I don't think she was from here. Because why would I kill you when I can torture you for the rest of your life?
Why would I kill you when I can divorce you and take everything and make you pay me alimony?
Yes, that's part of the torture. And after I've gotten all your money, I may just have a bad day, 10, 15 years from now, and roll by and throw a brick through your window just for therapy. I can't do that if you're dead. I really can't. So I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Don't kill them, ladies. Guys, don't kill them.
No. Because, see, we're going to go out, and we're going to get hot, and then we're going to, you know, start our stuff in front of you and be like, oh, yeah, you see what you did?
Mm-hmm. You see how hot I look now? Thank you.
No, not such.
I know you can't have
it. Actually, I gained this weight with you. The minute I lose you, I'm in a much better mood and better place, and I look fabulous.
So you were dead weight is what I'm saying. All right. So We are evil. I am on a, I'm on a sexist rampage today. I'm sorry, guys. You know,
and I'm just evil in general lately. So yeah.
Look, sorry, guys. We hope you still like us. F you, hate us. Oh yeah, that was Beyonce. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I had a moment.
This sexist baby.
This is happy, baby. All right. So, Ginger news before the show completely.
All right, UK MP Jim McGovern pushes for game tax relief. Oh, yeah. UK video game industry trade group TIGA today issued a statement supporting MP Jim McGovern's call on the creative industries minister to review the issues of game tax relief as a matter of priority. The MP made his comments yesterday in Parliament. McGovern raised the issue in culture, media, and sport questions in the Westminster Parliament with the creative industries minister, Ed Vasey, MP. All right, obviously, TIGA supports tax incentives for the video game industry. I discussed future government support for the creative industries, including the video game sector, with the chancellor of the, I'm going to fill this word, Exequer, in the development of the plan for growth, which was published alongside Budget 2011. This is coming from Edward Vasey. The plan for growth sets out the specific actions that we are taking to tackle major barriers to growth in the creative industries and to create the right conditions for creative businesses to flourish. I do not know about high-speed broadband, but that was a high-speed answer, and I'm sure that the minister will appreciate this. Not the one I was looking for. This came from Jim McGovern in response to Vasey. He will be aware that game companies in the UK are closing and that many of their staff are going to Canada. Ireland is now looking to introduce tax breaks, but for some reason this government persists in doing nothing. Will the minister reassure me, the House, and my constituents that the assessment of tax breaks for the industry, as recommended by the Scottish Affairs Committee, will be carried out as a matter of priority before more harm is done to this very important industry? Oh, my God. All right. So, Vasey had to come back with, I am mindful of your desire, Mr. Speaker, to crack through the order paper, which is why I tend to answer questions in a rapid manner. Let me first congratulate the honorable gentleman on his championship of the video game industry. I know that 150 jobs have been created in the industry in his own Dundee constituency. Measures in the budget, such as the changes to research and development tax credit and the enterprise investment scheme, will help the video games industry. I will continue with my vocal and, I hope, practical support for the important industry. It's now 5 months since the Scottish Affairs Committee recommended that government conduct a full assessment of the game's tax relief. This came from Dr. Richard Wilson, Taiga CEO. We urge the government to carry out this review. The UK video games industry is not yet competing on a level playing field because many of our competitors have a tax credit for games for games production or other similar measures. The writer finishes up with, hopefully this support can bring about some tax relief for the industry in the future.
Yay!
So, let's come to Texas.
Speaking of Texas, straight out of Austin today, Heat Wave Interactive, perfect name for Texas, today announced that Gods and Heroes Rome Rising, the massively multiplayer online role-playing game, MMORPG, for you other people that don't know, inspired by the glory and mythology of ancient Rome, is now available in select North American retail and digital outlets and will be available at retail in Europe on this Friday, June the 24th. Gods and Heroes, Rome Rising brings to life the epic mythology and legendary history of Rome circa 300 BC. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither was Gods and Heroes, says Anthony Castro, who's the Heatwave CEO and co-founder. We harness the passion of our community and our commitment of our development team to deliver the first MMO that completely immerses players in the epic brutality that was ancient Rome, and I so want to play! Oh my... Gods and Heroes Rome Rising is a full-scale action MMORPG set amid the familiar landmarks and legendary environments of ancient Rome. Each player's character is a demigod, a child of both god and mortal, and celebrated hero who must battle an ancient enemy that has returned to topple the empire and avenge their defeat at the hands of the Olympian gods. Unique gameplay features include a squad-based minion system. Players create, customize, and command a squad of minions that level up with them in combat. As players advance through the game, they recruit from over 130 unique minions, each with specific roles and powerful abilities. That's all I need. I don't even need to play with the rest of y'all. I will play alone. Give me a good pet, and I will... Okay, so... There's also a massive estate system. Unlike any MMO housing system, players are given a huge tract of land to build on. I'm in! They must rebuild the structures destroyed by the Telchinus cultists to recruit and upgrade their army of minions. Only then can a player become powerful enough to hunt down and defeat the evil Telchinus and regain their honor. Tandrin combat action as well is a feature. You can wield an arsenal of weapons and the powers of the gods themselves to perform combat moves which can be linked together, including dramatic finishing moves for intense battle sequences. Gods and Heroes Standard Retail Edition and Collector's Editions of the game sell for about $49.99 and $79.99 USD, respectively. A digital download of Gods and Heroes is also available for $39.99. Thank you. Thank you. Finally, somebody gets it. Digital download should be cheaper. You don't have to pay for the box. You also get 30 days of free gameplay, and Heatwave is also offering a 1 month subscription for an introductory price of only $9.99. See how we do it in Texas? This is how they made me. Okay.
Texas, baby.
All right. So you can, of course, check out playgodsandheroes.com, and we do have some assets for you. It's just taking forever for me to download because we're doing a show for you, lovely people. But I will make sure we get that up for you. And Ginger, do you want this one? Do you want to play?
I might want to play.
I think we might play, and we'll see if we can get you guys a copy. We'll put it up in the swag store. I haven't been putting stuff up in the swag store. I forgot we had it after Ginger came up with the idea to put it there. What am I supposed to be doing with these? That's what I said yesterday. Oh, they're supposed to be up in the store. So
that's where they go.
That's exactly where they go. I'm sorry, y'all. So as soon as I'm going to see if we can grab a couple copies of this out there for you guys, if you want to check this one out. And if we do, I'll put them up in the swag store, along with a bunch of other stuff. Do not harass us, people, about your stuff.
We will get it to you. We will get it to you. Calm down. Breathe.
We are busy boys all day. You know what people always think? People think when they see us on Facebook, that's what we're actually on Facebook playing the game. No. Mm-hmm. I'm doing six other things, and the Facebook is keeping me from screaming at the other six things. Mm-hmm. I have to be playing something at all times. I have to. It's not an addiction. It's just to keep my head in the game so that I remember not to scream and tear up my desk and stuff.
I got a story before we go.
Yes, one more.
Oh, yes, one more. All right, this is coming from GamePolitics.com. Just popped up, and I love the story. report, video games help reduce violent crime rates. Yes!
Yay! I have to do the applause, but I can't find it. Wait, there it is. Yay!
So awesome. Oh, help. Alright, so a BBC report thinks that a BBC report tries to surmise why violent crime rates in the United States have dropped dramatically in the last 20 years. The report offers 10 possible reasons for this, including the Obama presidency, good police work, the fall in demand for crack cocaine, yeah, right, number crunching, aging baby boomers, a decline in the children's exposure to lead and petrol, behind bars, and a controversial theory that the increased availability of legal abortion has made an impact on population in poorer neighborhoods. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? But the most interesting is reason comes up in number 9. That entry cites a recent study conducted by researchers in Texas. Yay, Texas! Working with the Center of European Economic Research. From that article they come up with, a study released last month suggested video games. A study released last month suggested video games were keeping young people off the streets and therefore away from crime. Researchers in Texas working with the Center of European Economic Research said this. They said incapacitation effect more than offset any direct impact the content of the game may have had in encouraging violent behavior. There's probably data to support every one of these theories, but save the study on abortion, it is more likely that all of these factors have a cumulative effect on violent crime in the United States. One thing that hasn't been mentioned is the rise of forensic science and the use of DNA evidence in combating crime and catching criminals. And I've got something popped up, and it's blocking most of my view. There we go. While we do not know what impact video games have had in reducing crime, it's obvious that gamers are not increasing violent crime statistics. And that part, that last line, I can agree with. Yes, it's obvious games are not increasing violent crime statistics. No, because gamers as a whole, we tend to be fairly lazy. We're not going to beat you over the head. In the way of our games.
I will tell you this. Every year PAX and E3, I want some of you out there that are just tuning in, just starting to listen to us, to think about something. When have you ever, ever heard of there being a fight breakout at PAX or E3? When?
Okay, well, last year, not at E3, or maybe it was PAX East? No, there was some convention last year that a fight broke out at.
I think that was just when people had the bird flu or something.
It was for, like, some Pokemon convention or, you know, where all the crazies go.
You know, not the kind of fight, like, you know, where we pull out a gun and pow, 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 you know, the crowd scatters type of thing.
No. It was more drunkenness. Some guy was arguing with another guy about how the game was played. Yeah, I really want to say it was a Pokemon convention. It was some kind of card game convention. And was telling one guy that he was playing wrong, and the other guy took offense, and before you know it, they came to blows.
Now, I'm not going to say gamers are not crazy, because I have been screamed at in a store by a PS3 fanboy at the top of his lungs, the PS3 was the greatest thing ever, and don't I dare ever say anything about the PS3. But usually at PAX, people bump into each other. There's no, hey, you bumped into me. Hey, you stepped on my shoe. It's, hey, hi. Where'd you get that button? Where'd you get that shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you look hot in that cosplay. That's pretty much it. Or if you're me, you get groped by one of the ghosts from Pac-Man. I was traumatized.
Okay. So. All right. So this year, don't grope her, grope me.
Yes, please grope Ginger. I didn't grope this last time, but that first year, yeah, I was all excited. You know, it was my first year going there, and I was so excited. I ran up to this ghost from Pac-Man. I was like, oh, it's a ghost. I want to take my picture hugging a ghost. And next thing I know, he's got a handful of Cory butt.
Nice.
In my ear, girl, you're built like a Chevy. And I was like, get off me.
Built like a Chevy. Oh, my God. Wow.
Ah, the stories I have to tell about the gaming.
Wow. All right.
And now we're going to end the show with my favorite song from Scott Pilgrim. Yes, you notice we're playing a lot of Scott Pilgrim because I just decided we needed to. I couldn't play it before Ginger saw it, so now that she's seen it, I can. This next song is going out to our hackers out there, Lulz Tech and Anonymous. It's called We Hate You, Please Die. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Ginger.
Thank you.
Later, boys and girls.